Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. On today's episode, we're talking about two literary and rhetorical devices, one of them being personification and the other one anthropomorphism. And these are closely related, as you'll see. And as you know, this podcast deals with writing, language, and communication. And specifically, I look at a lot of issues within rhetoric. And one of the characteristics of rhetoric is looking at persuasion, right? Looking at how humans write, say, communicate things to persuade and influence people in all sorts of manners. And so you may have heard of personification when talking about literature. Maybe you talked about it in a literature English class at some point. And so personification describes things and concepts using human characteristics. So it is describing something, but kind of putting a human quality to it. And this is not only a creative thing to do in writing and speaking, but it is also a rhetorical device in that it helps people connect to others and helps influence other people and helps persuade people in some cases. And so some simple examples of personification are if somebody says, "The sun peeked happily from behind a cloud," right? That is giving the sun a human quality of like peeking behind something. And the sun isn't doing that, right? But it is easier to understand it if we describe what the sun is doing in a human way. Another example is the trees danced back and forth in the wind, right? Trees don't actually dance. They're merely moving. It's a matter of physics, but we describe it in a certain way so people can visualize that. Another example is the gentle wind softly kissed my cheeks as I walked, right? Once again, the wind doesn't have some human emotion to where it wants to kiss us on the cheek. Once again, it's physics, it's wind, but we describe it with this human quality. And so there's plenty of simple examples that we actually use in everyday life. And so something you may want to do is kind of notice when you are describing something in a way that gives an action or an inanimate object a kind of human quality. And so the simple use of personification happens in everyday life. It happens a lot in literature. It happens a lot in nonfiction writing as well, where people are trying to explain things or connect with their audience. But if we want to look at it in a more complex way, we can look at great orators, great rhetoricians, like Martin Luther King, for example. And if we look at his I Have a Dream speech, he uses personification to connect, and this is where rhetoric comes in, to not only connect, but to persuade. And so if we look at his speech, one of the personifications he uses is when he connects the condition of the African American and connects that to an island, right? So he's connecting this imagery, this personification of an island with a person. And so throughout the speech, he describes the black person, the African American, as this individual person who kind of represents black people, but he uses his imagery kind of as an island. He also uses the imagery and personification of chains, right? And those chains bring to mind a lot of things, including the history of slavery. So they're not literal chains, but these are kind of chains of discrimination. And once again, going back to describing the African-American as being kind of on an island in the midst of kind of material and social prosperity, that is giving this imagery and this vivid imagery of how, in his eyes at the time, black people were cut off from kind of the prosperous rest of the United States, right? So we can look at this personification in everyday life, right? The way we talk about the weather, for example, where I gave those few examples earlier, or we can look at more complex use of personification by people like great orators, like I said, like Martin Luther King, or we can look at commercials, how advertisers use personification, or how politicians might use personification in their speeches, or how lawyers might use personification in the courtroom, how teachers might use it in the classroom, nurses and doctors might use it when they're describing things with their patients. So in your own life, try to notice all the times that personification is being used. And secondly is anthropomorphism. And so anthropomorphism is actually turning non-humans into human-like forms. And so that's a complicated way of saying you're taking something that's a non-human. A lot of times you'll see this with taking of animals and then giving them human qualities. And so I'm thinking of this right now because I have a 5-year-old and we're often reading them stories. And in, 90% of the stories you're reading, there are animals doing human-like things, right? And so we all know these stories where, there's a bear or a penguin or a shark or a goose, right? Talking to other animals and kind of living out these human qualities. One book that comes to mind that my son loves right now, it's called The Serious Goose, right? So there's this goose who's very serious and he never laughs. And the book is trying to explain to the kid that you can do whatever you want. You can make silly faces. You can be goofy. But this goose is never going to laugh. And then at the end of the book, of course, the goose ends up being a silly goose and he's laughing. So, right, geese aren't really humans that are walking around being serious or being silly. But this story is describing the goose in a way that you can call it anthropomorphism, right? So you can think of in your own life when you were kids, or if you have kids right now, think of all the characters that were non-human that were given these human qualities. So that's today's episode. Taught you a little bit about personification and anthropomorphism. Not only are they used in literature, but they're also used as rhetorical devices to try to connect with people, connect with an audience, to either convince them of something or teach them something in many ways. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, please share the episode, please rate and review, and have a great day.